Well, this is the Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report for the second day of May. On the phone line with us is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan. How's the weather there?
Cloudy and rainy.
Well, kind of the same.
We're not raining right now, but it's just been raining. So we get a shower every half hour or so. It's almost like the summer weather pattern has settled in.
You reach out from all the way there to up here in our part of the world, but maybe you've got a better handle on whether the Delta really got much corn planted or whether it was remained delayed as it was earlier in the year. And I suspect that'll have some impact when we get to that gap time frame, August, early September. What do you see?
Well, I think the Delta has, whether or not the farmers, I haven't really heard, but I do know that the planting prevent date, I think, in many areas in Mississippi is something like April 25th. So they're right up against the edge because I remember visiting with John Bonder out up at the beef house, and he says they need to get their corn planted by middle part of March, and once you get past April 1, yield potentials really fall off dramatically because of the hotness and the heat that usually is associated with Mississippi. So I don't know how many acres we're going to lose to prevent plant down there or not, but there's no doubt we're losing corn acres, and I think the trade's trying to sort that out here as we look at maybe planting progress coming in Monday afternoon, less than 20%, may even be closer to 12 or 13. I do know there's a lot of corn that has gone into the ground over the last 2-3 days in many areas, but whether or not that shows up in Monday's report remains. But whatever the case is, it's going to be May 6th, and less than 20% of the crop planted really begins to bring home the fact that we're losing corn acres, and we're then on the verge of maybe losing yield potential. I don't know how to quantify that, but that'll be what the jitters will be next week if it doesn't turn dry like some of the extended weather maps are indicating here today.
So on the fundamental side, when you look at it, acres in the Delta, will they go to soybeans, question mark? And then, of course, you've got acres in the Southwest, which continues to be extraordinarily dry, wheat acres, that is. I don't know whether they would bother to tear those up and try to plant corn or not.
There's talk about 25% maybe of the hard winter wheat crop may be abandoned and something else may go in there, whether it be sorghum or soybeans or what, but there is talk of some acreage abandonment in the hard red winter wheat area.
All in all, I suppose the fundamental aspects of what crop's going where and when it's going in late and how much of yield damage there might be makes your job tough trying to figure out what's available in the coming fall. Do you have some good milepost or markers of some sort that you try to gauge things with?
Well, in the short run, that's what we're trying to figure out here in the corn and what we're going to end up, in the United States. But when you look at the huge South American crop that's coming out or is out in Brazil and beginning to come out in Argentina, I mean, they look to be export competitors, both corn and soybeans, all the way into next January or February. So South America is almost going to become a year-round supplier of corn and soybeans to the world market. And that is what's got most people bearish in the long run, is that it used to be South America was kind of out of inventory by late summer, and then the North American crop, primarily the U.S., we would have an export market to sell into. Now we're going to be competing with South America inventory all the way into January, the way it looks. So,
now you're talking for corn and
Corn and soybeans.
Okay.
And that is why the market really hasn't been too panicky yet, of maybe losing 2 or 3 million acres of corn, maybe losing 1 or 2 bushels yield, whatnot. And that's why the market really hasn't started panicking. But in years past, it really hasn't panicked until you got into about May 20th. But there is no doubt Monday surged to the upside. From a chartist point of view, I view that as a trend changer to something more in the order of sideways to higher. Now, beans are just barely higher for the week after their losses. We'll have to see what happens tomorrow if they come back and put in a good day. Technically, the market is doing kind of somewhat typical of what it does when it breaks out of a pattern. You usually have a big breakout surge. The market runs for a day or so, and then you have a fallback correction. And I think that's what the Wednesday decline was a fallback correction. You usually fall back to the point of breakout, and then if the market is any good, then it finds support and resumes in the direction of the breakout. Now, in corn's case, we saw that happen today. Corn has got nice, solid closes. We're right up against the weekly highs. We'll see what tomorrow brings. But what's got beans struggling is the large South American crop and the prospect that we could see, a big increase in soybean plantings.
Any drop-off in the export market for soybeans from the United States?
Well, things are slow, but we can't really afford to sell much. we did see some old crop cancellations this morning, and that's going to continue probably, or some of those will be rolled into the new crop. But we had a very strong new crop sales week. Actually, new crop soybean sales are on pace with last year's pace. So that is a strong sign that foreign buyers do want to own U.S. soybeans, because I think we're a much more reliable supplier. We don't have people striking all the time, and we have a very good logistic system, so we can get soybeans to wherever they want us to go, whether it's the Northwest or the Gulf or wherever. So there is interest in owning U.S. soybeans. But again, South America will be a competitor of ours, and that will limit upside potential depending upon what kind of crop we grow this year.
Hey, thanks so much.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises. He's based in Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on a Thursday afternoon.